just went to the end because you actually wasn't going to do it sometimes.
Think you know Scotland? Think again. Think innovation. Think big data. Think the data capital of Europe. Think artificial intelligence. Think robotics. Think world first. Think world-changing technology. Think having the energy to create change. Think all electricity supplied only from renewable sources.
From space, Scotland's technology is reversing the devastating effects of cocoa farming on the forestry of Ghana.
Scottish research is helping find an effective treatment for Parkinson's disease.
Think business, then think low taxes. Think lower living costs, but think higher quality of life. Think well connected, think making connections. Think transforming and disrupting industries. Think breaking the mold. Think you need a break? Ha! Think being surrounded by all this, the most beautiful country in the world. Think about getting away from it all, just a few hours' drive away. Think health. Think healthcare. Think healthy lifestyle. Think style and substance. Think new experiences day in, day out. Think education. Think talent. Think access to the most educated workforce in Europe, including four of the world's top universities. Think potential. Think reaching it. Think surpassing it. Think using our thinking to change the world. Not waiting for someone else to step up, but leading the way and changing the game. Think having the nerve to scrap ideas and go again until it's better. Then better again, and again, and again. Think of a country hungry for the next challenge, next problem, next opportunity, and ready to take on the impossible. Now, think of your business, your future, your opportunities. Think of what Scotland could do for you. So, what do you think of Scotland now? Think different, think Scotland. Scotland is now.
Think you know Scotland? Think again. Think one of Europe's biggest life science clusters. Think the data capital of Europe. Think real-time patient data and access to the data you need to develop things faster. Think academia and first-class talent. Think Scotland being home to four of the UK's top five universities for medicine. Think leading the way in academic research and a global reputation. Think world-leading and a country pushing boundaries of what's possible.
Scotland is leading the way in pancreatic cancer research, developing a new breakthrough approach for treatment. A world's first dental imaging system, allowing dentists to identify and prevent tooth decay in patients.
Think an internationally renowned clinical trial infrastructure and an integrated healthcare environment. Think precision medicine, then think bringing together world-class clinical research, data, patient samples, and gene sequencing. Think gene therapy helping cure major genetic diseases. Think an ambition to cure Alzheimer's disease. Think innovation, expertise, and pioneering technologies enhancing well-being around the world. Then think our clever bodies joining the fight to develop antibody tests for COVID-19. Think of a country with manufacturing heritage and a comprehensive pharma services supply chain. Think investment, think mountains of opportunity and mountains to take your breath away. Think a better quality of life for all. Now, how do you feel about being part of it? Think different, think Scotland. Scotland is now.
Think time is on our side? Think again. Think change, then think ingenuity. Think of a country rethinking the future and striving to create a fairer net zero economy which works for all. Think world firsts.
Scotland is home to the world's first floating wind farm. Floating wind has the potential to power 12 million homes across Europe by the year 2030.
Think the world's first country producing hydrogen from wave and tidal power and building the world's first 100% hydrogen gas network providing decarbonised heat to homes. Think carbon capture and storage. Think more sustainable farming resulting in less methane production. We are pioneering and innovating net zero technologies. Think ambition and a mission to transform how entire cities operate. Think opportunities and communities of innovative thinkers working together. Think full speed ahead for a sustainable transport network. Think electric and hydrogen buses driving us towards a brighter future. Think the world's first diesel electric hybrid vehicle ferries and fully electric fire engines. Think having the appetite for real change. Then think vertical farming. Think satellites detecting wildfires, mapping topography, and preventing deforestation.
Now is the time for businesses to think
green investment and green innovation. Think of a country making history whilst reshaping the future, a sustainable future that benefits all. So think change, think collaboration, then think of your business being part of it, delivering a net zero future. Think different. Think Scotland. Scotland is now.
Morning, everybody, and welcome back. How's everybody doing this morning? Getting your coffee quota filled? Haven't quite had mine yet, but I'll get caught up here in a moment. We're certainly glad to have you back for the final day of the World Forum. How did everybody enjoy that reception last night? Wasn't that amazing? Let's give it up for our host, Team Scotland. Wow. The venue, the food, the company. It was just an amazing evening. And then, of course, the surprise send-off, which I nearly missed. I was going to try and beat the weather, and I was told to hang on for a moment. I'm glad I did. Thank you so much, Team Scotland, for such an incredible experience that will certainly never be forgotten. Today, we have the pleasure of having Lord Grimstone, Minister of State, Minister for Investment, to kick off day two of the forum. Lord Grimstone of Boscobel was appointed unpaid Minister for Investment jointly at the Department for International Trade and the Department for Business, Energy, and Industrial Strategy on March 18th of 2020. Before joining government, his career spanned the private and public sectors. His roles have included Chairman of Barclays Bank and Standard Life Aberdeen, Lead Non-Executive on the Board of the Ministry of Defense, chairman of financial services body, the City UK from 2012 to 2015, member of HM Treasury's financial services trade and investment board. Lord Grimstone has held board appointments across many sectors and served as one of the UK's business ambassadors. He has a particular interest in UK-China and UK-India relations. He has joined several prime ministerial visits, including the annual economic and financial dialogues between the countries. He also chaired the City UK-China Market Advisory Group. Lord Grimstone was knighted in 2014 for public service to defense and business. It is my honor to welcome Lord Grimstone to the stage.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that introduction. It's always nice to be reminded of the things that one has done. So thank you for that. And good morning, everybody. It's really terrific to be here in Edinburgh to kick off the second day of the World Forum for Foreign Direct Investment. As a former chairman of Standard Life, which is used to be the largest company in Edinburgh, I spent nearly 16 years in this city. So this is like coming back home for me. Even more so, my grandfather was a piper, same as you saw last night, in the Black Watch, which is one of the Scottish military regiments. So I'm a real, at heart, I'm a global Scot. I have an amazing job. I'm a minister at the centre of our government. As you've heard, I'm a minister in the Trade Department. I'm a minister in the Business Department, and I run the Office for Investment in 10 Downing Street, which is where we look after our most important and our most strategic investors, some of which I'm sure are in the room today. It's really fantastic that the UK and Scotland are getting the recognition that I really believe that it deserves from global investors. And your presence here is testament to that. There's investment, you can find investment going on anywhere you look in Scotland. We've got JP Morgan, just opened another large office in this city. We've got Pernod Ricard, a drinks manufacturer, investing almost £100 million in their Aberlour and Mitteldorf distilleries. We've got IQVIA creating thousands of science jobs up here. So it really is true to say that investment in Scotland is booming. And I'm sure you had the chance to see this for yourselves, what this brilliant country has to offer. World-class goods and services, an army of innovative businesses, and a country which plays a major part in the UK's open, liberal economy. And of course, the best of Scotland blends a rich history with a thirst for progress. Old favourites and leading exports such as Scotch whisky are the product of hundreds of years of Scottish craft, industry and experience. And I hope at least some of you have had a chance to sample some of those products on your visit. And I've got no doubt that this same eye for detail, passion for quality, and hunger to do businesses is spurning Scotland to lead the world in cutting-edge sectors from fintech and precision medicines all the way to space. And I've got no doubts that the bright future that we all want to see for Scotland and the rest of the UK is going to be driven by investment and by investors such as we have in the room today. Investment is the lifeblood of our economy. It creates high-skilled jobs, raises wages, and boosts productivity. And this is why the UK is the most heavily overseas invested of any major economy. And overseas investment is not just nice to have for the UK, it is vital for the UK, because all our data shows that overseas invested companies generate more jobs, they generate more exports, and they're up to 70% more productive than purely domestic businesses. So we need overseas investment, we need overseas investors, and it's my job and my colleagues in Scotland's job to make sure that those investors feel welcome. I'm in daily contact with global investors to get an appreciation of your priorities. What are the barriers to investment that you face? Where do we need to change our rules, our regulations, to make your job easier? And it's my role to hear what you say and then to take those concerns into the centre of government to do something about it. Because this is a very, very practical job. Our Prime Minister could not be more of a believer in the transformative powers of investment. That's why the Office for Investment was established in 10 Downing Street, and why he gave me the challenge of leading it to deliver high impact, high value investments across the UK. And of course, that's not just from foreign investors. It's also from our domestic investors as well. How can we mobilise some of the capital locked up in pensions, in savings, in the UK, to invest directly in our industries of the future? We've been, pretty successful. In 18 months, the Office for Investment has supported almost £20 billion worth of investment coming into the UK. And of course, that's helped by the fact that the combination of net zero, the combination of the need for greater energy security, the combination of the need for more diverse supply chains, the ability to build on some of the scientific work that has helped lead to at least the partial defeat of the coronavirus, has created a range of investment opportunities in the UK, the like of which I've never seen in my lifetime. So this really is a green industrial revolution. And it's interesting to think that back 200 years ago, 250 years ago, that the first industrial revolution in the United Kingdom was based on coal. It was based on carbon. It was the discovery of coal and carbon and how you could generate steam, et cetera, that led to the Industrial Revolution. And it's rather symbolic that this green industrial revolution is all about the removal of coal, which played such an important part for the last 200 years. We're constantly looking for ways to improve the environment for investors. For example, we're setting up free ports throughout the UK, which will be a real boost to UK competitiveness. And their incentives with reduced tax and customs burdens, making planning regulations more straightforward, are absolutely designed to open the door for more investment. We have free ports operating in Teesside, on the Thames, and I'm very much looking forward to working with my Scottish colleagues to deliver green free ports in Scotland that will also help galvanise even further investment here going forward. And also our network of free trade agreements that we are busily negotiating. Now that the UK has the freedom to do that for itself, we've already negotiated agreements with Japan, with Australia, with New Zealand. We're deep into negotiations with India. We're negotiating with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We're about to start negotiations with Canada, with Mexico, with the Gulf. And the objective of that is to put the United Kingdom at the centre of a network, the centre of a spider's web of free trade agreements, with all those free trade agreements designed to give opportunities for investors. Because those agreements will reduce barriers to trade and they will really help grease the wheels of commerce, benefiting investors in Scotland and investors in the UK. So I'm an enthusiast, as you can probably tell, for investment. Nothing better than to be in a room full of other enthusiasts. So I hope the conference is going well for everybody. I hope that the discussions today are productive and that you leave Edinburgh confident that Scotland and the UK is well and truly open for business and are great places to invest. So thank you all very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord Grimstone. And it's no wonder that Scotland is such a top destination for foreign direct investment with fierce advocates like the Lord. Let's start our next session, workforce development and global competition for talent. So being a part of the sessions yesterday, I was in